This is the Preservation Technology Podcast, bringing innovation to preservation. The Preservation Technology Podcast is a production of the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training, a unit of the National Park Service.
My name is Sadie Whitehurst, and I'm an archaeologist with NCPTT. And today I'm having a conversation with Tad Britt and Dr. Peter Bleed. If y'all would like to introduce yourselves, Tad, you
Hey, y'all. My name is Tad Britt. I work for the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training as the Chief of Archaeology. And welcome to our podcast.
I'm Peter Bleed. I'm a retired professor of anthropology from the University of Nebraska. I spent my whole career teaching at the University of Nebraska, but moved down here to Arkansas to be closer to my grandchildren. But I'm still an archaeologist and still really interested in the work and the activities of archaeology.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, Peter. You've got lots of really interesting ideas of how to continue improving our field and looking back at the way we do things and improving certain aspects of our day-to-day lives as archaeologists, such as collections management and curation. And that's what has started this conversation today. So I know you have a lot of experience and thoughts to share with us. Is collections management important in modern archaeology? And what are your thoughts on that?
I'm really interested in collecting. Most people assume I'm a collector, and certainly I have accumulated a lot of stuff, but I'm interested in the behavior of collecting. And as an archaeologist, of course, I also was actively involved in making archaeological collections. I was a kind of a square hole archaeologist teaching field schools and doing research with contracts and grants that involved excavation. And as a part of that, I was always involved in teaching archaeology. In teaching those crafts, we had to teach and practice collections management. As I look back on it, I think archaeologists were more interested in making collections than in keeping collections. And now we've got a whole bunch of collections that we've got to treat responsibly, that we've got to make use of, and that we've got to decide what to do. I'm also real interested in the activity that lots of people, I'd say most people, have collections of stuff that they maintain. Even though people will say, I'm not a collector, an awful lot of people do have big collections of interesting stuff. And with the generation change, I think we should think about what's going to happen to those collections. So I'd like to encourage discussions of how and why we collect and what we're going to do with all this stuff we have.
I think that's super important moving forward. And those are some interesting observations, and they're quite plain. But it's not something we think about as we go along, and it's an interesting perspective.
It tends to be the case that archaeologists gather materials, curate it, clean it up, put it in bags, do the sorts of immediate collections management, but then it's turned over to collections managers. There tends to be a divide, or I wonder if there is a consistent divide between collections managers and archaeological researchers. And that divides, I think, is unhealthy. I think we should find ways of making use of or dealing with the collections we've made. And those decisions of dealing with the collection should involve both archaeologists, people who are doing research and who are using the material reflections of behavior as a source of information about the past, but also the sort of practical decisions of what are we going to do with all this stuff? And if we keep collecting, can we do that responsibly? And who's going to make those decisions? And I think archaeologists in both collections management and in data gathering ought to give great thought. Certainly the folks at NCPTT are actively involved in thinking about what are we going to do with and how should we treat our collections?
You mentioned who's dealing with the collections, but now you've mentioned the treatment of them. And that's an interesting aspect too.
We've got two kinds of collections that I'm interested in. Archaeological collection, stuff that consists of all the material that we have systematically recovered as a record of the past. And then we've got private collections. In terms of the research collections, we are pretty proud of how we collect things and documenting the standards we use to make this collection. But once it's in the box and once it's put on the shelf, we've got to remember that we've got to drive what we're going to do with that stuff. Putting it on the shelf is not the goal. The goal is using this material as a source of information about human history.
Now I'm thinking we're really diving into this discussion, but I wonder if we should maybe mention what a collection might consist of for someone who's not familiar with archaeology or anthropology.
We should talk about what a collection might consist of for archaeologists. We've got huge amounts of material that we systematically and responsibly collected. But are we really working hard on figuring out what to do with it? Are we building theory on firecracked rock and lots of very bulky material? Or if the challenge of collection, what are we going to do with all these collections, comes up, can we responsibly say, this doesn't need to be kept? I'm not comfortable having asked that. I've said that. But those are discussions that I think we've got to be involved in. And either we've got to take the responsibility making use of these collections, or we've got to have active, cogent reasons for keeping them. Or we've got to let other people say we can't keep it all.
Because behind every paper is every method and every artifact looked at is a box on a shelf somewhere. And that's kind of heavy to think about.
I'd go a step farther. For everything we look at, there's a whole bunch of stuff we look at and don't do anything. And so we've got to actively decide how we are going to treat these materials. And I think there tends to be a divide in the profession. We've got to ask the question, how central to modern archaeology is collections management? Are the collections managers, curators, and collections managers leading the field? Are they working with? Are they archaeologists who are covering the whole front of modern archaeology? Or are they separated from the folks who are doing archaeology as opposed to the people? Is there a separation between the people who are doing archaeology, quote unquote, and the people who are collections managers? When I was teaching archaeology, you know, we dig, and then you've got some time in the lab, and everybody had to do it. But I'm not sure that after the field work is done, that the integration between collections and research is positive and effective. Or I want to make sure that all of that is archaeology and that all of it is supported and encouraged and actively used.
What do you think of the role of archaeologists communicating with private collectors who don't necessarily have a degree in archaeology or cultural resource management? And how should we move forward in our discussions with private collectors?
Private collecting, I think, is really an important part of what archaeology, the modern generation of archaeologists, ought to be dealing with. So that there are people who collect lots of the things that archaeologists are interested in. But then there are a whole bunch of other collectors who have good collections that they have built and that they're getting old. You have to ask what's going to happen to those. So you've got stone tool collectors and collectors of a whole lot of other things. Archaeologists, I think, should pay attention to all of that collecting. Now, in terms of archaeological collections, the handshake, the intellectual linkage between archaeologists and collectors who collect stone tools and other archaeological material has been complex. And we have a great deal to learn from archaeological collectors, stone tool collectors. They can find much more than we can find. They have access to a great deal, and they are really, really, really expert. Question we've got, and I think this is the question you raised, Tad, what is our responsibility? What can we do with and for them? Now, I want at some point, maybe in a future conversation, we can talk about all those other collectors who have got great, huge swaths of American cultural patrimony. We can talk about that private collecting. Let's talk about the stone tool and the archaeological collector. I think it's fair to say, well, how much material can archaeology, institutional and professional sense, how much stuff can we accept? We can't accept it all. We simply can't have it all. And furthermore, we've got to decide what we would do with it, since we can ask and address with it, that are worth asking and that are possibly better or worse what the non-professional collectors bring to their interest. Finding that, making that an exciting intellectual activity is pretty exciting to me. What's going to happen to all those collections? And I think the reality is we're getting ready for a generation shift. The baby boom is past. Those of us who are pre-baby boom are certainly leading the passing. But what's going to happen to all of those collections? Everything cannot be tunneled into and sent into institutional collections. Or maybe it can. Everything will get collected. If that's the case, the world will just be full of these huge collections. And the job of archaeology will be to make use of those collections, to find ways of treating them as a source of information about the human and the world past.
You mentioned cultural patrimony, and I wonder if you could touch on a bit more of what that actually is and what that means for collections management.
We dirt archaeologists tend to treat the collections we bring home as a record of what is a documented record, a source of information about some past behavior that involved material culture. That's called archaeology. We believe that the material record of behavior really does matter. We can call it, and I'd like to hang the word cultural patrimony on stuff, because it's our stuff. It's our record. It is our documentation of what we've done and achieved. Now, it's not the only one. We've got recordings and documents of various kinds. But the material stuff of our lives is an important document. What has happened? It's what we can also bring forward as patrimony in the future. So what's going to happen to all these collections that are made? If somebody wants to know cameras or all of the things that people can collect, all the people who collect antique weaponry of one sort and another, all of that is a document for the human past. And so I think we should say, is it our patrimony? Is it something that documents what we as humans or Americans or Midwesterners or Southerners have done and achieved? Is it a document of our activities, make it our patrimony, or not? And if we say yes, then we've got to say, what is our responsibility as archaeologists to the treatment of this stuff, even if it's not in our collection, even if it's in collections of private individuals? What are we going to do?
Well, do you see any aspects of collecting and curation that are going to require more research, more advanced methods or preservation technologies applied to them that we can improve upon?
I think that passing the generation, the now retiring generation of archaeologists, has been very interested in cultural preservation and in the maintenance of the archaeological record. In that sense, I think that the collections that have been formed by a great many people constitute a fragile record that needs to be assessed and documented and appreciated. So that I think cultural preservation should spend a little time thinking about what's going to happen to all of the collections that have been made by private collectors, and what is our responsibility as cultural preservationists to documentation, assessment, and preservation of those collections. The other thing that I think is really pretty interesting and is worth thinking about is collecting engagement, in engaging communities in our collections. I think the best thing, arguably, has not always been easy, but the best thing that's happened to archaeological collections over the past generation has been the engagement with Native communities in terms of why, how, and what should happen to the collections of Native communities. In order to address those issues, archaeologists have had to and have been able to engage in conversation with Native communities. Those engagements haven't always been kind of easy. Sometimes they've been absolutely difficult. They've been really vital. They've made collections management much better than it used to be. It's actively involved. And I think that if we take that engagement model, we can certainly meet the needs, speak to the needs of Native communities and ancestral cultures with our collections. But if we take that same approach and look at collections, and we realize that collecting is something that a great many people do, and we as professionals might find ways of engaging with collectors and discover a great deal about the wonderful treasures, quote unquote, that people have accumulated and the patrimonial impact that those materials present. Engaging with collectors could well be, I think, be a way of bringing cultural preservation into the next generation.
Engagement is a huge part of...
I think the engagement with ancestral and descendant communities is really a wonderful... It hasn't always been easy, and we've had to learn a great deal in order to do it effectively, but it's been extremely positive. Archaeology, curation, museums all got better as a result of it. Now, if we turn that around and we look at all of the other stuff that's out there that people, quote unquote, collect, can we find ways of working with them, learning from them, and looking at their materials, at those collections, to make our collections collecting more effective and to also speak to the needs of huge swaths of society.
Well, Peter, how can we continue engaging with you and your work?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I'm of a passing generation, see? The question you should ask is, what can you do, what can you all do to help the emergent generation of archaeological leaders and collections managers speak to the needs of all the material culture that is out there and is being handled in potentially significant ways to archaeology, to museums, and collections facilities.
Excellent. You're right. I think you're leaving us in good hands, and I hope we can continue to do your work justice. And I really thank you for having this conversation with us today.
Yeah, I enjoyed the conversation.
This was a presentation of the Preservation Technology Podcast, produced by the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training. To find more podcasts like this one, please visit our website,